Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Third hour of the program. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen price like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Marlins, they are going to start their last week push tonight to try and make the playoffs. And they take on the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. First pitch is set for 6:45. And let's go fish. Let's see if they can get some things going. They got three with the Phils, three with the Mets at home to close things out. Some NBA news yesterday. The Rockets, they lose Fred VanVleet, one of the funnest names in the NBA. Also a very good player. Fred VanVleet is likely done for the season. Torn ACL for the Rockets point guard. Now, I did take a perusing, you know, because you lose Fred VanVleet. You know what you need, Leroy.
What do you need?
You need experience in the backcourt, Jennifer. Unfortunately.
Oh, wait, no. Ah!
What? What? I'm just concerned about them.
Wait.
They got big big goals this year.
Right?
What am I doing?
You're trying to unload Scary Terry.
No. Unload is a tough term. I don't like that term, unload.
So what term do you want to use?
Well, see if we can help each other out, you know? See if we can help each other out.
I knew exactly where that was going.
Here's the thing, though. Because I a couple things I didn't know, okay? When I first, you know, first of all, I didn't like that everybody jumped to conclusions on my tweet yesterday. Very rude of people to do that.
What was your tweet?
What do you mean, Brittany?
I mean, we all knew what you meant when you said that.
All I said, I tweeted out yesterday.
Tobin is Fred VanVleet.
I tweeted out yesterday after the news of Fred VanVleet. I said, tough news for Fred VanVleet. Sounds like they could use some experience in the backcourt. That's all I said.
It's exactly what you just said, and we all
right.
had the same reaction.
But I don't understand why you, well, you know, I didn't mention.
You know why.
I didn't mention Scary Terry's name. If you, I mean, that is an idea. That is an idea.
Sometimes
that you guys
you
put
don't
out
have
there.
To.
That is an idea. Interesting. Interesting that you would mention that. But here's the thing. Two problems with this. One, trade. Okay, let's say we do a Terry. Here's the problem with Terry Rozier. He makes $26.6 million this year. $26.6
million. Their team is way too young to even get that money in return.
There's just not a lot. First of all, there's not a lot of guys that could trade right at this moment because they have a lot of new deals that they sign. There's dates on when guys can actually get moved when they sign new contracts. Trust me, I looked at the trade machine yesterday, and I didn't get a lot of good returns. I honestly couldn't figure out a path other than taking back Fred VanVleet, who has a torn ACL. So then it's like damage is done, right? He also has another year on top of it. So there wasn't a path there. And then the other path that could happen is if the Heat were to go to Terry, we talk buyout. But here's the problem. They're so up against it at the aprons, they can only afford somebody, I think, starting in December to not go up against their thresholds and their taxes. So it appears my my hope to solve the Rockets' problem, because I'm very I'm very considerate of their issues. I don't think that he could be of help in services here. It's tough for them. Also, somebody did point out to this because a Rockets fan got wind of my tweet, and they said that they don't think Amen Thompson would like that very much. And I had forgotten that Terry Rozier punched him right in the face last year. Remember that?
You forget everything when you want
something. No, that's not fair.
When you see, when you get blood, when there's blood in the water and you see certain things that you really want, you will forget all past history.
Okay. I don't like to think of it like that.
Yeah, of course you don't.
No, no.
Because you want to get rid of Scary Terry.
No, so I don't want to overlook. Please, I don't. I mean, that's
what do you
very,
call
very
it?
Harsh thing.
Well, what else do you call it when you get, so, you get so excited
I was,
that you tweet I was, without.
That's not fair. I was just.
You mentioned his name in disgust.
No, that's not true. I have no disgust towards Terry Rozier, but he doesn't seem like he's going to have a carved out role here. So I'm trying to help him out. I'm trying to help the Rockets out. You know, if the Heat don't have him along the way, I mean, consequences are what the consequences are. You know what I mean?
You're not convincing anybody here.
No, I just, you know, that some things, you know, have their own fallout, you know? I'm not trying to dump anybody. I'm happy to have Terry Rozier on the team this year.
Oh, my goodness. Nobody believes.
Here he goes.
Nobody believes.
Nobody believes.
Nobody believes. You guys are just so gung-ho getting rid of him.
Look at the little
smirk on
your face.
No, I don't know what you're referring to.
Nobody believes that nonsense.
Say it one more time.
Try to do it with a straight face, because you can't.
What with a straight face?
That you're happy with who?
Oh, like, I'm happy to have Terry Rozier on the team this year.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, I'm look not at the laugh. The laugh came.
I'm not laughing. If you guys are rats off a ship on Terry Rozier, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't know
You've
how much
been
the coaching.
Rats off a ship.
No, that's not fair. But I don't know if the coaching staff here, you know, there's so much baggage here with the FBI thing. You know what happens when you get the FBI happens? What is protection? Sometimes you need a fresh start in a new location, you know, in Texas.
Dude, you're like,
there's more space there, right?
Everything's bigger in Texas. That's what they say.
It's amazing to me, truly amazing, how cutthroat you are when it comes to like get rid of players or that.
I don't think I am cutthroat. I think I am very patient. Really? I think that I am a you would disagree with that?
Yes.
Why?
By how a guy just was out for the year and you've already started peacocking about trade deals.
Peacocking is a tough term. I don't like that.
You're like, VanVleet? Hurt?
They don't have any point guards. Nobody on the roster. Who are they going to go with? Reed Sheppard, a rookie. Didn't play last year. He's just going to take the reins over from veteran. You need somebody with experience, some scars.
Oh, he's got scars.
He goes scars, all right.
And why would they trade, to be honest with you, why would they trade for someone who's basically on the list?
That's fair. That's fair. It's probably more likely maybe a December buyout. Maybe this could happen. You know? He can.
And then why?
He get a haircut on the tax.
Why do they think you're going to buy him out? Would they trade for him when they could get him at a discount?
I don't really think there's a trade. I looked at, you know, because I'm not that I was eager to do it, but I did look at the trade machine last night. And I didn't see a lot of good pathways there, you know? Like, they just signed. I was like, oh, Steven Adams. They just gave him a contract. They weren't going to trade him for Terry Rozier. That's not going to happen. Jabari Smith, he's a good young player. You know, they just don't have a lot of paths.
Not because you were
their
eager.
Their team is too young.
Yeah, they're right. Young, and then the guys that aren't, you know, Dorian Finney-Smith, they just got, you know? He's not young, but they just signed him to a contract. So, as you can see, the paths. But I wasn't eager, Brittany. You're making it seem like I was... You know,
it seems like you were pretty
like
eager.
You watching F1 on a Sunday. You're eager to watch it. It wasn't that kind of excitement. It was more like you watching NASCAR. Like, maybe I'll turn it in.
You've been known to kick the tires on all situations.
Kick the tires. I'm looking at all avenues. You know, gotta see what's out there.
Did your text or your tweet at any point go, hear me out?
I wasn't hearing anything out. I just was pointing something out about the Rockets.
You wanted people to, okay, hear me
if
out.
If people make their own conclusions, that's on them.
And are you hoping they find the same conclusions as you were?
They seem to come to the conclusions you guys did. I mean, you know, good ideas by all of you. Good ideas. Interesting. There are no bad ideas here. We're just brainstorming. But I'm excited for Terry Rozier. I think he could have a great bounce back season.
You're missing one said requirement for brainstorming.
What's that?
Brain.
It's not nice, man. Real bastard. You know that?
Brain.
Point with you, with you, we're just storming. You're storming everything too. Like, what are you doing?
What?
And like, the dude just is out for the year,
right?
And you're already talking about, well, you need
sports. Sports moves on. I don't, sorry for Fred Van Vliet.
I love how people in the tweet.
What?
They just have.
Yeah,
Tobin with the mask.
Yeah. Dude, you, why?
Interesting conclusions people have.
I know why? Just the guy.
You know?
Why?
Interesting.
Why?
What?
Why?
I will say, though, I have something that is exciting about the Heat. You know?
What is that?
Well, I got to take a break, but I'll tell you. It could be something. It could be nothing. Tell you about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. How would you like to have the chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit an elementary school of your choice? Could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins' Zach Sealer. And he's on board to speak at the school. Just go to WQAM.com and enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade now for your chance to get a visit from Zach. Sealer it on up! For contest rules, go to WQAM.com. And also, you know, go get us a sack, dude. We need that. I haven't been able to do it all year. Not once in my living room.
Relax on that, though. He's got 14 games left. He had 10 was his career high. Why would he supposed to get one a game?
He's the only defensive lineman to do it back-to-back years, though, or defensive tackle.
All right. So you think he can still get 10?
I think so.
Okay.
You know?
Like, it's weird that we get mad when guys don't have those numbers, but it's a whole season.
You know what it is, though, dude. Yeah. You sign a big contract. You start 0-3. Everybody's like, hey, they're looking for solutions from somebody. Can somebody be a hero?
Exactly. But To be honest
Bradley
with you.
Chubb's got 3 sacks.
To be honest with you,
Right
now, it's more important that everybody does their job and nobody goes solo. Because sometimes when you try to reach and you try to do too much, you end up in a bad spot and you give up an even bigger play.
Didn't Mike McDaniel already throw him under the bus for going Leroy Jenkins?
Yeah.
I think he did.
And the way he called him out by going Leroy Jenkins. You know, Jenkins on Jenkins crime, that don't work. So he went rogue based on what he normally does to point out somebody else going rogue. That's not the
solution. What would Socrates say to that?
I don't know. He'd say, don't put Darren Waller in there for too many snaps.
Dude, don't get me started again.
What?
And let's be clear. Some of these things that I'm talking about have literally nothing to do with Darren Waller. Right? It has to do with this guy better come in and be a Hall of Famer the way we waiting on him. Right? The situation that the Dolphins have put him in and he has put himself in makes it even more difficult for him to be successful. Because as soon as he plays, if he don't do nothing, then guess what?
Rats off a ship.
Yep.
NFL news. Titans coach Brian Callahan has given up the play calling duty.
To who?
I guess their offensive coordinator.
His dad's there. Hey, the offensive line hasn't been the same in Cleveland since he left.
Well, hasn't been very good in Tennessee because I've been watching those games and Cam Ward's running for his life.
It's a result of players. The Cleveland thing was a result of scheme and how they did things.
Mike McDaniel says the Dolphins are ready to get back to work.
As it relates to the next opponent, I think it has been beneficial. I think the guys always after a Thursday night game, you know, it's such a taxing endeavor for their bodies. So I think it was a good weekend spent for us to get back to work because I'm never mad at people having better perspective on how important the work week is, and you lose on Thursday night and you have to sit on it all weekend. That gets people as motivated as you could hope going into the next opponent, which is what we absolutely need to do.
Well, we've been sitting in it, dude. That's for sure. It's been pungent. A little air freshener in here. You know what I mean?
Can I? Never mind. Like, I'm not doing this.
Why?
Because I'm not going to shoot the messenger. And that's Mike McDaniel. He's relaying the thoughts and the messages of what it feels like to lose on Thursday and have the whole weekend to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say you don't.
You don't what?
Think about it. You got to move forward. You got to move ahead.
24-hour rule?
It's not even that.
12 hours?
It's not. There's nothing that frustrates me worse than somebody who gets extremely upset about defeat that didn't do everything that they could during the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. It's too late now. If you put everything out there and you lose, I can handle that. Okay? But don't, after the fact, say, oh, I could have did this, this, and that. No, that's what you're supposed to do before the game. What?
Nothing, dude.
No. Yeah, it's always something.
It's not anything.
It's something.
It's not anything.
Okay.
He's got his guys in the right place, you know?
What?
I think he's got his guys in the right mindset. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Bob Seger said, dude.
Yeah, we go.
Turn the page.
Bob Seger.
Yeah.
And
his Silver Bullet Band.
I was thinking about Sager in Full House. Sorry. I'm like, what did he say? That's Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the same guy.
I know it was the same guy.
You remember when Bob Seger said that, though, right?
No, I don't. But that's when you said Bob Seger. I'm like, the comedian? No, it's Bob Saget.
No.
I know. Like, why would I?
May he rest in peace.
Look at me.
Bob Seger's also dead?
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about
Saget.
Saget.
Oh, yeah,
he is. So, let me ask you a question.
Oh, no.
Why would I know who Bob Seger is?
You say you like all types of music.
I do.
You know?
I really do.
I feel like in stadiums they're playing that old-time rock and roll a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But maybe not a turn the page. Not really a stadium, Bob.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. Because you can't have the little cheerleaders dancing to that.
No.
That's not a good
too sad
dance song. Right.
Too sad song. Right.
Oh, Dart named new starting quarterback in New York.
Yeah, that sounded like it was going to go that
way. Russ, you didn't even make it a month after throwing for almost 700 yards.
We knew where that was going. It felt very much like it was going that way.
Dude, that is the perfect definition of a streets need a body. Because Daboll like, hey, Russ, come here. Let me talk to you for a minute. Listen, I know it's unfortunate. Right? We said, what are they, 1-2?
The Giants?
0-3.
I think they're 0-3.
0-3? You threw for 450 like you were unstoppable.
We're sorry that Dallas's kicker has a leg made of titanium.
But let me say this. You know, working in this the Big Apple, working in New York, these streets need a body. It ain't going to be me.
This was a day ball yesterday.
After one day, any thoughts on what you're going to do with quarterback moving forward?
We just watched the tape here. We're in the meetings with the players right now. You know, like I said yesterday, you know, in order to improve the passing game, and I'd say that was the number one thing we needed to improve from yesterday, as a collective, everybody's got to be doing exactly the right stuff. So it's not all on one guy. You know, there's multiple reasons why you know, certain plays didn't, you know, come out the way we wanted them to come out, and we'll continue to do that.
So Russ remains the starter moving forward?
Yeah. I mean, we're working through, you know, all the personnel decisions, and we'll do that over the next few days.
Hold on, so you're not saying Russ is the starter, right? You're saying you're still working through that?
Yeah, we're doing what we normally do, which is, you know, watch the tape. We're just watching it with the players right now. So, you know, we'll have staff meetings after this. When we come in, we watch the tape. Offense, defense, kicking game as a staff, and then we go meet with the players. That's where we're at right now.
What do you say what you normally do? Most Monday afternoons, you know who your quarterback's going to be the upcoming week if everyone's healthy, though. It just seems a little different, your responses.
Now you got to go jackass.
Well, look, we're going through the tape right now. We're evaluating everything.
So quarterback change is on the table.
I'd say we're evaluating everything.
Well, they evaluated it. Jackson Dart.
It's like, you see how coaches or people could get upset?
Yeah, but he was doing coach speak do-si-do.
Well,
you got to pin him down.
All right, I got you.
He was being a little squirrely. I understood why they did that.
But plus, did you see what Neighbors said after the game? What did
he say?
He said he was very frustrated, obviously very visibly frustrated.
Because Russ threw it away on fourth down?
Yeah, but he even said, he was like, it's not the quarterback. He was like, it wasn't Daniel Jones. It's not the quarterback. That's not the problem here.
But.
So he sounds like a coach.
But you can change the quarterback and get a reprieve.
I don't know. He's alluding that it's the coach's problem.
All these fans are going to see Jackson Dart, and they're going to all get excited, and they're going to forget about the real reasons why their team isn't any good.
This is the other thing, too, and this is kind of like, and it doesn't mean that Daboll's going to keep his job, but let's be real about it. It's amazing they kept their job after last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is your Hail Mary as a coach. Like, this is, oh, let's hope the rookie's really good, and then we can say we're building on something for next year. I get to keep my gig.
Daniel Jones is doing fine.
He is doing fine.
You know, somebody need to lose their job if Daniel Jones goes and has a
You would have thought somebody lost their job for letting Saquon Barkley walk to a champion.
So true.
And that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So
think about that. You kept Daniel Jones and let Saquon walk, and then you got rid of Daniel Jones, and both of them are playing.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Neighbors literally said, he was like, it wasn't DG. It's not the quarterback. The quarterback's not the problem. Which, like, if your best player, he is essentially their best player right now, is saying that, like, that's scary.
So, question. With all this stuff
mm-hmm.
going on, right, and you got a guy who let Saquon go
yep.
and paid Daniel Jones and then got rid of Daniel Jones,
yep,
like, I mean, that's more of a solid situation than down here. Because at least
more of an egregious situation.
Yeah,
only because Tua is not, but only because Tua is not on another team. It would be like if Tua went to another team right now and balled out, it would be the same thing. Right now, the Dolphins are just stuck with.
I mean, we do have a lot of players balling out on other teams.
You don't think there's any like? Do you think there's anything Tua could do this year where he gets benched? Because he's been bad. This is the worst. This has been the worst he's played football.
Well, here's why, because sometimes players and coaches get into their mind how they want something to look, and they go out and try to perform and do that thing, and it doesn't look right. And I think Tua's trying so hard to get rid of the ball that he's not going through his natural progression.
And maybe he's not. I'm just asking if he continues playing like this and he turns over the ball the way that he has, and it's been a lot.
No. There's no – how many turnovers does he have?
Four? Four in three games?
In three games.
Two of them to end games, and he got away with one because of an offsetting penalty, so he would have five.
It doesn't count then.
Whatever, dude.
It doesn't count.
All right, fine. Doesn't count. Still not good.
I don't think there's any situation that they benched him.
No situation?
I think their only ways if Mike McDaniel's not your head coach. If he gets fired.
I still
don't
think they would.
You don't think Mike McDaniel wants to take Zach Wilson out for a spin?
No. I think he genuinely thinks that Tua is the best person to get, like, is the best option to get him a win. His offense is created around him at the end of the day.
Hot seat's a funny thing, though. Like, it's different when everything's gravy and you're you know, you look at Tua as the reason you have the job is because you looked upon as fixing Tua. Now, all of a sudden, if Tua's, let's just say Tua's more banged up, he's just not the same guy this year. He hasn't looked like the same guy.
Mm-mm.
But it's weird how he's looked. Like, he looks extremely antsy, right? Like the sudden turns. And I don't know why, right? Like, you know what? Here's the problem. In a lot of things that we do, when you try too hard to do something well, it doesn't always look right. A lot of times when you have the bleep it attitude, you just relax and go play.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tua seems like he's trying so hard to be so perfect that it doesn't look right, you know? Whereas before, he kind of had a little cockiness to him where I'm just playing football or whatever, and he seemed to have more success. So I don't know what the answer is.
But let's say Tua goes out there Monday Night Football. If the Dolphins lose Monday Night Football, just flat out lose, and they drop to 0-4, people are going to be wondering about Mike McDaniel's job status. Like, that's going to be a thing.
Of course.
So Tua's not up for that? Like, as the highest paid player on the team, if he goes, let's say he has a two-interception game against the Jets and they lose, like, you don't think Stephen Ross has a comeback? He's like, hey, man, what should we look in another direction? Like, should we – he goes, you want to take Ewers? You want to try Zach Wilson?
I don't think they would ever do that because – your best option is playing quarterback. Like, those other two guys aren't going to be close to what Tua does. What you have to do is get Tua out of his own way. That's coaching, right? That's getting him right in the right spot mentally. Because sometimes you get into a situation where you try so hard that it looks terrible. And it just looks like he's trying to be so perfect and trying not to give him the ball, send him in the game, and go play football. Whatever that entails, right? Like, it seems like there's too many situations where he's trying to do the right thing. He's not playing football.
No, I understand. But most people in the sport, like, you're going to have a leash on this stuff. Russell Wilson's more accomplished than Tua is. Maybe he's not done the stuff with the Giants, but he's got more of a pedigree than Tua does.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, is there a break? There's never a breaking point?
No, there is a breaking point. We just not there yet.
No, I'm not saying, but I don't, but are we that far off? Is it one game? Is it two games? Of stinkers. I'm talking he's got a stink.
Right. Okay.
I'm talking he's got a stink.
Right. Like, if his play is poorly for a couple of, then you might think about doing something like that. However, like, let's not put this, you know, all on too. I'm one of those people that believes, if you change the quarterback, would this team be better?
Mm.
I don't necessarily know that.
I don't either.
So
I don't either. We'll take a break. Mix things up on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Now, you knew those two weren't going to last the whole show without hobnobbing one of these segments.
No, we were doing so well.
They were doing so well, Brittany. But then the hobnobbers.
They just can't help themselves.
Just can't help themselves. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Got Hockman, Crowd, and Solana coming up after us today, as they do every single weekday. I got Hurricane Hotline tonight with Joe Zagacki, reliving and basking in that win against the Florida Gators. Canes will have no game this week. It's a little bye week action. And then, of course, we got the FSU week coming on up. Why are you looking at her like that? So she hobnobbed, made you late?
No.
We were not together.
Right?
Yep.
And I literally would have been back in time except for the rationing of the hand soap.
What's happening with the hand soap?
I would like to use my Odyssey points to buy more hand soap. Right? Look, so I waved
doesn't
through.
Doesn't it have the...
Yes. I mean, no, no, it doesn't go like that. It went...
Oh, it didn't have anything left?
I had to go... I'm like, can I use my Odyssey points to get more hand soap?
I haven't seen the cleaning crew here in a while. Maybe they haven't replenished.
No, it just goes... It like throws a mist. So, like... I did it with my hand. It didn't even lather up. So now I got to keep waving it back and forth. Just saying.
Let us get to the mixed bag, huh? Leroy, you familiar with Lamar Jackson?
I am. Some would say he can't win the big one. He can't get over the hump. But there's probably 10 to 15 quarterbacks we could say it about.
Well, this was him on if last night was a wake-up call for Baltimore.
I feel like week one was a wake-up call. You know, not just this loss. Week one was a wake-up call. Last week was a wake-up call, you know, because we started off slow last week. And, you know, we got beat tonight. You know, Lions had they had a great game plan. I feel like offense and defense for those guys played great. We just got to find a way to win.
There you go.
That's pretty much. You know what I like about what he said?
Mm-hmm.
He gave them credit. right? Like, so many times in sports, we make it sound like we didn't play well enough, and if we would have played better, we would have won. And sometimes you got to give the other team credit.
That's me, dude. I'm always about giving other people credit. Mr. Creditor. That's what I do.
Are you serious right now?
What?
You are like...
What are you talking about?
You are the person who takes notes based on how we got screwed.
No, that's not true.
Tobin?
What?
Tobin?
Hmm?
If I ask you to review your notes from any game, here's how it probably reads. Oh! Clearly not a holding on that play. But yeah.
You don't need to read any notes. You can just go on YouTube and listen to him right after the show.
No. And how many times in YouTube am I just not giving the credit where credit's due? Very little. I'm always giving credit where credit's due. That's what I do.
The creditor.
Leroy, you do understand how football team has been hijacked by journalists. Yeah.
Oh, man. Speaking of credit, Troy Aikman. He gave credit out to Dan Campbell on the broadcast. They had a big fourth and one that they went for it on, or fourth and two.
Oh, did he go?
And this is what Troy Aikman had to say.
From Dan Campbell, not surprised. He's got big onions. I mean, this is a bold move. Even with a first down, they cannot run out the clock because the Ravens still have all three timeouts. Montgomery in the backfield on fourth and two. Goff keeps, floats, Amon-Ra, throwing catch, unreal, but a flag is down back at the 50.
Holding, defense number 44, penalty decline, results of the play is first down.
Troy
worked out for him, big onions, old man Campbell.
Yeah, I think they, like, a lot of times people look at the situations. And it's a coach's job to get a feel, to read the room, right? Like, if your team hasn't run the ball for an inch, then it being fourth down means what to you? Nothing. You kick the field goal and make the punt because your team hasn't been doing that well. In that situation, they've been running the ball down Baltimore's throat. So why wouldn't you? You didn't run it, but yeah. So you have to... able to read the room. We have the ability to look at situations and throw them in the same situation for every team and say, why didn't they do this? Or why didn't we do that? Or why didn't we do this? You know, when you look at analytics, it doesn't tell you, but your team sucks at this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just tells you what you should do in this situation. It's the coach's job to read that situation. That's why I get pissed off at when people talk about what Mario should did a couple of weeks ago or whatever. No, you got to read the room. You got to know your team.
Gervonta Davis, he and Jake Paul, they're going to have a scrap at the Heat's house. Kaseya Center.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down there later today.
Of course you are.
Boots on the ground. And yesterday, this was Gervonta Davis's reaction to Jake Paul saying that he was going to outbox Tank Davis.
And I'm only 28 years old. I have a lot more to prove. And once I beat this guy, more people will shut up. But at the end of the day, I'm really still just getting warmed up in the sport. And I'm going to show how good I am. You know, this is a top 10 pound-for-pound fighter that I'm going to outbox. And truly, when people run back this press conference, talk all the fun, they're going to be like, wow, this kid really is doing something monumental in the sport, and he's actually an insane boxer. And I'm going to show that this guy who's been doing it his whole life has been doing it wrong his whole life.
Mm. What'd you say, Tank?
He said he's going to outbox me. Whoop-de-doo.
Sounds like you're really engaged in that.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yep.
I think, to be honest with you, there's trash talk and there's real talk. What makes trash talk so great is the fact that either side could think there's some truth in it. if you say, oh, I'm going to knock you out, or I'm going to knock you out, yeah, we can find that out.
Mm-hmm.
But for one to say you're going to outbox Tank Davis, stop. It's not even real. It's not even believable.
Hard to believe that.
Right. So once he said that, it was over for me. I didn't hear nothing else. Because nothing else, you can't even be close to the truth. And that's why Tank was like, really? really?
Oh, man. Still looking forward to the show, though.
And did you cut this?
Yeah, it's my fault. I took accountable. That's on me. You know why they call me that? Accountable Tobes.
The creditor.
Yep.
Can I just tell you?
I'll take my minus one.
In these situations.
Brittany, hit the dump button.
You have whipped out more katanas than a little bit.
Minus one.
See, you think neither guy can knock the other guy out. One, because he can't touch him.
I mean,
and the other one because
I'm
he can't
sure
hurt
if Jake
him.
Paul, like, if luck run into it and all of a sudden Gervonta Davis forgot how to box and he ran into a right hand, sure, he could get knocked out physically. Do I think that Gervonta Davis could knock out Jake Paul? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the biggest person he's ever
knocked. Beat him up till he quits.
He could. Maybe. He's got electric hands. I've seen. I mean, like that dude's hands are incredibly fast.
And I think anybody can knock out anybody if they have the power.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's just how you hit them, where you hit them, how much you hit them.
Right.
So the fact that people believe Tank Davis can't hurt Paul is, I don't think that's an accurate statement. He can hurt him. That dude's up. Like, yeah, he can hurt him. Now, will he? Because in order to go in there and get that, he got to risk an overhand right or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that he's going to probably be so hard to hit because of his size and his speed. I don't think that's going to be an issue for him. But I genuinely, like, can he hurt somebody of that size? I don't know. Because Jake Paul has been hit by bigger guys, you know?
All right.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he's going to box his socks off, though. I think he'll win.
Tank will win?
Yeah, whatever that means for this exhibition.
Has he ever lost?
No. But a lot of people thought he lost his last fight.
No, I'm talking about Jake Paul lost once, right?
Yes, he lost to Tommy Fury.
Yeah, the crybaby.
In a decision, too.
Legacy! Made it sound like we was...
It's like, hey.
Like Rocky.
Listen, dude. All I want is for you. It was very sad for Tommy Fury.
It was terrible.
You know, you put a stain on the Low Island name, to be honest with you. Thank God for Ariana Maddox bringing it back.
However, they did not spare the Dolphins.
They did not. They gave it right to the Dolphins. Sorry about that.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. Oh, this is almost equivalent to Rocky fighting Thunder Lips.
What?
Size difference.
Have not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
That's so bad.
It literally sounds like he's recording that for something.
We called straight. Right?
Well, he's a narrator. That's his job.
Mm-hmm.
He transitions from things to things. He always makes fun of everybody who's there, you know?
So,
but in this time, the Dolphins were not spared. You know? Tough. Mm-hmm. Take a break. Helpful. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.